KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In men's college hoops last night, Derek Marks scored a career-high 35 points, including 18 straight in the second half, as Boise State upset number 11 Creighton 83-70 last night. The Broncos, who played number 13 Michigan State within 4 points on the road last week, beat a ranked opponent for the first time in 4 seasons and on the road for the first time since March of 05. Creighton hadn't lost a regular season November home game since 1989. Anthony Drimmick had 17 points, and Jeff Elarajia added 12 for the Broncos. Doug McDermott led Creighton with 21 points, while Grant Gibbs tossed in 17. A second-half spurt allowed the Duke Blue Devils to earn their third win over a top-five team this month as Ryan Kelly hit 3-pointers on consecutive trips down court to highlight a 20-7 run that lifted the second-ranked Blue Devils past number 4 Ohio State 73-68. Mason Plumlee finished with 21 points and tied a career-high with 17 rebounds to help Duke improve to 7-0. Rashid Suleiman scored 17 points and Quinn Cook iced the victory, hitting 6 free throws in the final 28 seconds. Elsewhere in the top 25, Mark Lyons scored 18 points, and number 9 Arizona shot 58%, stomping on Northern Arizona 93-50. Trey McKinney-Jones went 5-for-7 from three-point range and scored a career-high 18 points as Miami surprised number 13 Michigan State 67-59. Joseph Bertrand made 3-pointers on consecutive possessions and scored every point in a 10-0 run to ignite number 22 Illinois to a 75-62 victory over Georgia Tech. Number 24 UNLV was an 85-57 winner over UC Irvine behind 19 points apiece from Anthony Bennett and Mike Moser. Alex Kirk had 16 points and 13 rebounds, helping number 25 New Mexico beat Mercer 76-58. In the NBA last night, it was Washington over Portland 84-82, San Antonio beating Orlando 110-89, Brooklyn downing Boston 95-83, Atlanta beat Charlotte 94-91, Detroit over Phoenix 117-77, it was Chicago topping Dallas 101-78, Oklahoma City beat Houston 120-98, New York over Milwaukee 102-88, Memphis beat Toronto 103-82, it was Utah over New Orleans 96-84, while the LA Clippers beat Minnesota 101-95. More dominoes are falling in the conference realignment game. Presidents and chancellors of the Atlantic Coast Conference have unanimously voted to add Louisville as the replacement for Maryland, which announced last week it would join the Big Ten in 2014. ACC Commissioner John Swofford says the addition of Louisville, along with Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, and Syracuse in the past 15 months, has made the league stronger. Also, a person familiar with the situation tells the AP that Middle Tennessee has accepted an offer to join Conference USA and leaving the Sun Belt. The school announced it will hold a news conference on campus today, but they didn't say what it was for. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says that Greg Davis will return as offensive coordinator for the Hawkeyes. Davis was a lightning rod for criticism during the just-completed 4-8 season as Iowa's offense ranked 114th out of 120 teams in the Football Bowl subdivision.
I think Greg's an excellent football coach. I think he's a tremendous professional and a tremendous person. So, you know, I've got every bit of confidence that Greg will be in. And I don't want to get into, you know, tenures or, you know, job security and all that stuff. You know, that's really not what we're here for. But, yeah, Greg's a tremendous football coach. And, you know, we wouldn't have brought him here 10 months ago or however many it's been if we didn't feel that way. And I feel stronger about the kind of coaching person he is now after working with him.
Ferentz says nobody is satisfied with the past season, and they're determined to get things turned around. He says he's confident the program has a bright future.
We all realize we have a lot of work to do, but this is hardly a hopeless situation. It's not like, you know, we're trying to climb Mount Everest here. You know, we're in a tough conference, but, you know, we have more than enough, I think, potential currently on campus to be a successful football team next year, and then hopefully we're going to add to it. We think we have some good guys committed, but I think from everything I've been able to ascertain so far, is the attitude is, hey, you know, we're going to come in and be part of the upswing and get this thing back on track where it needs to be, and that's exactly what we're looking for.
Well, the 4-8 record was the worst for the program since back in 2000. In other college football news, LSU football coach Les Miles has a new 7-year contract that amounts to a 2-year extension, although athletic director Joe Oliva said that financial details were still being hammered out. A person familiar with the contract tells the Associated Press that Miles' new annual pay would be in the range of $4.3 million, a raise of about $550,000. Miles is 85-20 at LSU since arriving in 2005, with one national title in the 2007 season and 2 BCS championship appearances. Former NFL coach and current ESPN analyst John Gruden is denying a report by a Memphis TV station that he's received an offer to coach the Tennessee Volunteers as part of a deal that includes becoming part owner of the NFL's Cleveland franchise. The Browns are owned by Jimmy Haslam, who happens to be the brother of Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam. Their father, Jim, played on Tennessee's 1951 national championship team. Washington State's Mike Leach says he intends to be coaching the Cougars again next season. Leach's name has come up in connection with some coaching vacancies across the country, particularly at North Carolina State. He says he's happy with his current post and wants to turn the Washington State program around. Well, former Kansas City Chiefs players and Army leaders say a change in culture about the risks of concussions is possible, but must start at the top levels in sports and the military. The comments came during a forum Wednesday at Fort Leavenworth on traumatic brain injuries. Pro Football Hall of Fame linebacker Willie Lanier said he learned the lessons early on. Lanier, who played from 1967 through 1977, serves on an NFL player safety panel studying ways to make the game safer. Lanier suffered numerous concussions in his rookie season. Lanier says he changed his playing technique as a result. The military has been looking at the impact of traumatic brain injuries as soldiers return from combat. Detroit defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh has been fined $30,000 by the NFL for kicking Texans quarterback Matt Schaub in a place no man should be kicked during the Lions' Thanksgiving Day loss to Houston. Speaking with reporters for the first time since the incident, Suh said he didn't do it on purpose, so there's no need to apologize to Schaub. Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jared Allen has been fined $21,000 for a hit on Chicago Bears guard Lance Lewis on Sunday. A person with knowledge of the fine tells the AP that it was levied 3 days after he knocked Lewis out for the season with a hit that injured Lewis's left knee. Seattle Seahawks safety Earl Thomas says he's been fined by the NFL for his roughing the passer penalty against Miami quarterback Ryan Tannehill last week. Thomas first tweeted about the fine, then confirmed it during an open locker room interview. He indicated in his tweet that he was fined $15,000. San Francisco coach Jim Harbaugh says Colin Kaepernick will be his starting quarterback this week at St. Louis. The second-year pro won his first two NFL starts after Alex Smith was sidelined by a concussion. Smith is healthy, but Harbaugh says Kaepernick has the hot hand. The Jacksonville Jaguars have claimed two-time Pro Bowl defensive end Jason Babin a day after he was waived by the Philadelphia Eagles. Babin signed a five-year, $28 million contract last summer and has 5.5 sacks this year after recording 18 in 2011. He joins a team that has a league-low 13 sacks this year. Wide receiver Titus Young has practiced with the Lions for the first time since the team told him to stay away. The second-year pro was deactivated for last week's overtime loss to Houston because coach Jim Schwartz said his behavior was unacceptable during the previous setback to Green Bay. Browns rookie quarterback Brandon Whedon has been cleared to practice after he sustained a concussion last Sunday, and he likely will start this week's game against Oakland. In a month-long election, sure to become a referendum on the steroids era, the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot was released yesterday with the names Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Sammy Sosa on it. More than 600 longtime members of the Baseball Writers Association of America will decide if the three players belong in Cooperstown, despite drug allegations that have tainted their huge numbers. Craig Biggio, Mike Piazza, and Curt Schilling are also among the 24 first-time eligibles, while Jack Morris, Jeff Bagwell, and Tim Raines are the top holdover candidates. Candidates need to show up on 75% of the ballots for induction, and the results will be announced on January 9th. In other baseball news, the Atlanta Braves have found a new center fielder to replace free agent Michael Bourne. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that free agent outfielder B.J. Upton has agreed to a five-year package with the Braves. That deal is expected to be announced today once Upton passes his physical. Several media outlets reported the deal is worth $75.25 million, which would be the largest free agent contract in the team's history. The 28-year-old Upton hit .246 with 28 homers, 78 RBIs, and 31 stolen bases for Tampa Bay last season. Andy Pettitte has signed a one-year deal with the Yankees. The 40-year-old left-hander came out of retirement on May 13th but missed nearly 3 months of the 2012 season with a fractured left ankle. The Reds have signed right-hander Jonathan Broxton to a three-year, $21 million contract, giving the National League Central champions a potential closer. It's an indication the team will put lefty Aroldis Chapman back in the starting rotation after he served as the team's closer this year. Reliever Ryan Madsen has agreed to a one-year deal with the Los Angeles Angels and says he expects to be the team's closer. The right-hander missed all of last season with Cincinnati after Tommy John surgery. Authorities say former Baltimore Orioles All-Star Doug DeCinse and others, three others, were indicted on insider trading charges for using and profiting from information prior to the takeover of an Orange County, California medical device company. The 62-year-old DeCinse was charged with 42 counts of securities fraud and one count of money laundering. Each of the securities fraud counts carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. DeCinse is scheduled to appear in court on December 17th. Hy-Vee has agreed to become the presenting sponsor of the Drake Relays, and the money that comes with it will allow the event to set a new standard for prize money offered at a U.S. track meet.
In the United States, never before on American soil has there been a purse per running event of $50,000. First place, $25,000. Second place, $15,000. Third place, $10,000. And to do that, we want to create as many London Games rematch as we can.
That's Drake Relay Director Brian Brown, who says one of the rematches from the London Olympics will be in the men's 400-meter dash.
You probably saw Santos from the Dominican Republic, and Lalonde Gordon, who ran amazing times, both finishing silver and bronze respectively. But you probably paid a lot of attention, too, to a young man who they call him the Blade Runner. Oscar Pistorius. All three, plus many more, will be here at the 2013 Drake Relays.
Brown says there will also be $120,000 of prize money offered for the road races, which are being expanded and moved back a day.
This is a game changer. This is not Drake Relays like it's always been. This is a game changer, and we're just getting started. You should expect the road races to change. On Sunday, instead of Saturday, Sunday, you can expect a 6K road race, a 10K road race, and a half marathon, where all of those races finish in Drake Stadium.
Drake Relays coming up in May, this spring, or in April, rather, this spring. The U.S. Golf Association and the Royal and Ancient Golf Club say they are not banning the belly putter or the longer broom handle putters, just the way that they're being used. The proposed rule would take effect in 2016 and prohibit golfers at all levels from anchoring a club against their bodies while making a stroke. The guardians of the 600-year-old sport want to write a new rule that would outlaw a putting stroke that they fear is taking too much skill out of the game. That's a check of sports this hour. By the way, don't forget, we have high school basketball coming up for you here tonight on KJAN. Chris and I will be in Griswold tonight as Griswold plays host to the Corning boys and girls. Girls first at 6, boys will follow at about 7:30. You can catch them both here on KJAN AM and FM and also on the web at KJAN.com. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.